Hey, Josh Clark from OzarksDynacom here, hanging back in the studio for the latest edition of our new podcast event that we're doing here on the Branson Podcast Network. Miss Pam, is that right?
That's right.
Miss Pam, what is your first and last name?
Pam Snowden.
And what is your official title?
Well, sometimes I like to call myself the queen, but I am one of the co-owners of Snowden's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Snowden's Heating and Air Conditioning. So that takes care of the first question. What is the name of your business?
Snowden's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Absolutely perfect. Now, I'm not the smartest man in the world. Thank you, Josh. But the second question is, what kind of business is it? Now, I'd be willing to venture a guess that it has something to do with heat and air.
You are so smart.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we do heating and air conditioning.
So is it new? Is it repairs? Is it the whole gamut? You guys do everything?
We do repairs. We do service contracts. We do new installs. We can even do a new install in a brand new house.
Oh, nice. That's pretty awesome. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 1987.
1987.
So now we have to do the math, right?
We do have to do 736. Is that 36?
I believe it is. Yes, it is. 36 years.
30. So you were like 4 when you started, something like that? 3 when you started, something like that?
I was 7.
7. I'll take that. That sounds like a great. So tell me a little bit about how this business works.
Well, you call me up when you have a heating or air conditioning problem, or even before you have the problem, which is a good idea.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. If you look at your forecast and you see that the old weather is going to be in single digits or even below 30 degrees, and you think to yourself, oh, I need to turn on my heater to see if it works, odds are you've waited too long. This is something that you need to be aware of. Right now, we're in March, okay?
Right.
Today, it was 71 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be 50, right? But you know that the summer is coming. Now's a good time to go ahead and get everything serviced and ready, is it not?
That is absolutely true. Yes. Don't wait until it's 100 degrees outside and then decide, hey, maybe I ought to have my air conditioner checked out. Or the other one is when you think, Should I call? And then you wait till Friday afternoon. And then we can't always get there.
And it's not a fault of your own, but
right.
You know, we're talking about this stuff. And look, I'm the world's worst. We all know that stuff happens, that everyone has their life. Everyone has things going on, things to do. This is a big deal. And you know what? There are times where you can sort of just grit it out and go through it. If the weather's not too extreme, one or the other. But like I said, when you see that cold front or that first heat wave of the year is coming, there are already a lot of folks who are calling to get set up. A lot of folks that think ahead, they've already made appointments. So you can't always get to them.
That's true. That's very true.
And I don't know about y'all, but I would much rather go with a place that is constantly in demand and booked up as opposed to somebody's like, yeah, but I'll have somebody over in about 3 minutes for you, you know?
That's true.
Because you're not always sure exactly what kind of products that you're getting. So what is your specialty?
I would say probably our specialty would really be customer service.
That's a great specialty to have. What makes your customer service stand out above everyone else?
Well, I like to think of it this way. Instead of looking at our customers as commodities, because, you know, we've been in business now for 36 years. And one thing that I have come to realize is that it's not just about making money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if all your business is about making money, then your customer becomes a commodity. And if you focus it more on what can I do to help these people, and whenever it becomes more customer based, mm-hmm. and you're looking at individuals and you're realizing I actually am making somebody's life better by what I do, then there's a sense of satisfaction that you have with the job instead of just making money. Because no matter how much money you can make, it's never really satisfies. But when you know that you've helped a widow who is in a desperate situation, and you've come and you know that you've treated her right, and you've not taken advantage of her, and maybe she has a heart condition or whatever, and you've got her air conditioner back on online, I mean, you've helped to improve her life. And that's what I think is a little bit different about our business.
A sense of pride, a sense of, hey, we offer a service to the community, right?
Right.
And you cannot have any business, I don't care what kind of business it is, but especially a local community-driven business for close to 40 years without carving out a niche in the community.
Right.
So that's right. That's a really cool, it's like your neighbors. It's like your friends and neighbors.
They are. The only thing is, I don't usually get to meet our customers because I talk to them on the phone. And so my husband, when he'll be out there, you know, we'll go to Walmart or whatever, and he'll stop and talk to somebody. I say, who is that? And they said, well, you know, that's so-and-so. And I've been talking to him for the past 20 years, and I've never seen his face.
You know, this is absolutely perfect. Miss Pam is so natural and so good at this, because this leads me right into my next question. What made you get into this business, and is this a family business? How about that?
It is a family business. Definitely is. Yeah. And working with your spouse is challenging at times, you know. But yes, it's because there are times I've wanted to fire him or quit, and you know, but you can't because you got to go home with him.
That
you know?
Is good stuff. That is really good stuff.
Yeah.
How did you guys get in the business? How did you guys decide that this was going to be your life?
Well, when we first got married, Larry got into the Air Force. And when he went into the Air Force, he chose air conditioning and refrigeration for his career path. And when he got out of the Air Force, we moved back here because this is where we are from. We are from Branson. We're both Branson High School graduates. And when we came back here, he decided that this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to do the heating and air conditioning. And his dad was in the construction business too. He built houses, and so it was just kind of a natural fit. And one of the other really unique things about our business is that all of the guys that work for us, they were all born here at the local hospital.
Oh, that's awesome. Homegrown talent, as it were. So when you guys first started, was it just the two of you, or did you hire a couple people? Did you get some trucks? You have a little way to start, or did y'all just go with the two of you?
He showed up one evening with a box of business cards and said, "Hey, we're gonna have our own business." Okay,
that is here awesome, though. I mean, that's an American tale right there.
It is. You know?
It really is. That's so much fun. Where are you guys located?
We are about 5 miles out of Branson on Highway 248.
Okay,
just out past where the high road passes through.
Okay.
So we're at 8296 State Highway 248.
So if you're on 65 Highway and you get off over there at the Branson Hills, Branson Parkway exit, and you go up past the Recplex and all that stuff, you just hang a right and keep going out towards Reed Spring, is that right?
Yes.
And you'll find right there. Odds are you won't need to go to the place because they will come to you unless you can haul your air conditioner to them, which is probably not advised.
No, not really. No.
Has anyone ever done that? Has anybody ever? Hey, I need you to fix this.
Well, maybe some window units, but generally. Oh, that's one of the other things. We started doing window units. I mean, that's how Larry first started.
Oh,
we would go to motels and clean window units, and then we advanced past that.
So. That's awesome. Yeah. Ms. Pam, what's your favorite part about doing this kind of work?
Honestly, it's talking to the customers on, and you know, I talk with some of them, you know, a couple, three times a year, and we catch up, you know, and I'll ask, you know, like Mary Beth, how are your cats doing? And she has to tell me all about her cats, and just to, it's those relationships that we've actually built with these people. And it's been some of our customers we've had for well over 20 years, you know, and we see a lot of changes. And when COVID hit, we lost a few of them. They were older people, and it was that was a hard time, you know, to lose some of those. But it's so wonderful to be able to help these people out and to know that they feel comfortable and that they trust us. Because I know that gaining people's trust is not a really easy thing to do.
It's a big part of having a successful business is having that trust. Now, I do need to ask one more thing. And again, they say that you're never supposed to ask a question that you're not sure the answer to. So if it works, awesome. If it does work, we'll just edit it out. Stephanie, pay attention to this next part. Miss Pam, do you guys ever run any specials? Do you have like a punch card, you know, 8 filter cleans and you get a 9th one free or something like that? Y'all have any specials or anything?
Well, we do have a service agreement that we do. We come in twice a year and check your unit out. We'll change your filters for you. And we just kind of go over things, make sure everything's running like it should. And that's $160 for the year.
Oh, wow. And, really?
Yes. And then if we have to come back during that year, then you have a 10% discount on any repairs and labor that we have to do.
That's pretty nice right there. That's a good, especially if you know that you have a, what's the word I'm looking for? Temperamental.
Yeah.
If you have a temperamental heating and cooling HVAC unit, you might want to go ahead and spring for this. I'm sure it's going to save you in the long run with a couple times a year, you know, someone that you trust coming out to check on your gear. All right. Final question. Let's just pretend for a minute that that microphone in front of you is a microphone to the world. What would you like the world to know about your business?
I'd like for people to know that we are local people who want to be able to face you whenever we are at Walmart or the gas station. We don't want to have to duck and hide because we didn't treat you right. We want people to know that, you know, we're the kind of people you could send your grandma to and she could trust us.
It's pretty awesome. Miss Pam, how can folks find out more about you guys?
Well, you could call me up and I could talk your ear off at 417-334-0256. Or we also have a website, and that's www.snowdonheatandair.com. And in fact, the radio station here just put our website together for us. We got a brand new website. Yeah.
Imagine that. Are you happy with the website? Looks pretty good, don't it?
I am happy with it. Jill did a great job.
Oh, we love us some Jill. Miss Pam, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out. That was breezy, wasn't it? That was it. It's over. Yay. It's done. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid.